face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hey, Larry, this is Jack O'Connor with the Baseball Writers Association of America in New York.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling to let you know that you did not fall short this time.
Oh, my
God. Yeah!
Larry Walker into the Hall of Fame last night. A good player. He was good. He's not a Hall of Famer. He shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I'm sorry. He shouldn't. Did anyone think when Larry Walker was playing, oh, this guy is a Hall of Famer? Did anyone think that?
No, you didn't. I still can't believe he put that stuff on Twitter. That people can put stuff on Twitter.
Zoe's very sidetracked now by Jimmy G's one night stand.
Sick people out there, man.
No,
but when Larry Walker played, you knew who Larry Walker was.
He was one of those
player.
Fun sort of say, would,
yeah.
90s stars of the game.
A little roughness to him. It's kind of that. I don't. Trying to see who he reminds you of. Who's a comparable? Like, people say Biggio's good, he's not great.
Yeah, you know, he
had power. Who today does he remind you of, McCollum?
I don't know, but why does it matter?
No,
Did anyone think he was a Hall of Famer when he played?
No, that's my point. Like, you can't
Gold
even
Schmidt,
come up.
Maybe? This type of guy?
Yeah.
Gee, do you
Paul
think
Gold
greatness?
Schmidt.
Do you think greatness when you say that?
Nope.
No.
You think, it's a good player.
See, that's my point. Normally, when you talk about great players, like, okay, this guy, you're like, oh, there's Marino, there's Elway. You got a grouping of guys of the same ilk. You know, winners, champions, Hall of Famers. We're talking about a Hall of Fame guy. Can't really come up with comparables. Not that that matters, but you're talking about greatness here. This is the pinnacle, man. You're going to Cooperstown. It's not Canton. It's Cooperstown. You know? It's a big one.
So when he was
two guys go
inducted last night, he was on television wearing a SpongeBob SquarePants shirt. What'd you make of that, Zoe?
I would wear that instead of what Tim McCone has on right now.
I'm saying, okay. So it's like a NASCAR styled SpongeBob shirt.
I got a list of probably 10 shirts you would never wear. That would be on the list. Like, if an important private thing, and it's like the biggest one of the biggest moments of your life, you got to go with that one. You got to go with anything camo, right? A stupid Rolling Stone lip thing one. That one. What other t-shirts wouldn't you wear? Maybe the stupid Fred Sanford one. You see that?
Well, it wasn't a t-shirt. It was a dress shirt.
Well, I know it's a dress shirt, Jim, but I'm saying a shirt.
That was
shirt.
His fancy shirt.
Yeah.
Imagine that. He gets in. Probably shouldn't get in.
I wouldn't wear a country
baseball
shirt.
Baseball immortality is what it is. It's forever when you go into the Hall of Fame.
Does he even like SpongeBob?
And
or is he wearing it as a joke?
And that's when he's on TV. Like, guys, seriously? A little more respect here for the occasion.
It makes him look stupid.
What are you doing? There is a case to be made, you know, stay true to yourself. Yeah, to a degree.
Yeah. It'll make people ridicule him more now.
No, in fact, people are rushing to buy the shirt now. The shirt is apparently sold out in various online outlets.
Oh, I could think of so many venues I would wear that shirt.
Right, you see that, you're like, I'm going to get that shirt. But that's what he chose to do last night. Congratulations. Congratulations getting in on the 10th ballot. I mean, he was very talented. He definitely hit for average. He had home runs, nearly 400 home runs in his career. I think 383 is the number. He was a good, really good player. That's what I'd say. Really good player. Five-time All-Star. That's good for the resume. He did win an MVP. That, to me, is like something that needs to happen sometimes as a positional player. Did he have an MVP? Could you ever make the case that he was the best player in the game for any period of time? If you win an MVP, that helps the argument quite a bit. But I just think that when you look at his career on the whole, I'm sorry, like this is now what passes as you're a Hall of Famer. Really good. But there were a lot of guys with really good numbers in the 90s. I don't feel like he's a Hall of Famer. I feel like the Hall of Fame is getting watered down. That's what I think is happening to the Hall of Fame.
It's just so dumb. I mean, you should have put Bonds or Schilling in. Like, put like real superstar in. You know, real planet players that we saw play the game and played at its best level. I'm going to sit here and debate whether Larry Walker's a Hall of Famer. That's stupid. That's
he is now. That's
well, yeah. Congratulations. Jeter, have fun in Cooperstown.
Jeter is in. He wasn't unanimous.
Sounds like a hoot.
We'll talk about Derek Jeter. We'll do that coming up next.
Would Jimmy the intern get a vote?
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Derek, congratulations on getting into the Hall of Fame. That's the massive headline. There's a smaller headline that says there was one voter who did not include you on his or her ballot. What did you think when you heard that result?
I mean, I could care less, to be quite honest with you. I mean, it takes a lot of votes to get into the Hall of Fame, and to get that many people to all agree is pretty difficult to do. So, you know, I don't think about that. You know, it's a complete honor to be in the Hall of Fame.
Classy. Oh, here, I'll let my representation speak for me. The guy's an a-hole. What a great way to handle a Jeter. El Capitan, the best.
Can I tell you what I like about him not being unanimous?
What do you like?
That maybe we're going to get to the point where this doesn't matter.
Right.
So he's not unanimous. So what? Let's take Derek Jeter's comments face value. Why does it matter? Why does it matter that Mariano Rivera was unanimous and Derek Jeter isn't? What does it matter?
It's the tip of the cap. It's nice to have a okay,
but
landslide.
It's bad if it's happening because people are just forced into it because of, you know, public pressure. Right?
Right.
Like Mariano Rivera would not have been unanimous had it not been for the ballots being made public and the pressure to not, you know, have the ballots be hidden and the pressure to vote for a guy who's clearly deserving. Who cares?
Yeah, I get it.
Is Mariano Rivera the best baseball player of all time? Far from it.
Like best closer.
He's the only unanimous one. Well, yeah, there are a million other guys.
Yeah, because Bill Ballew didn't vote.
Right, exactly. But also because you know there are guys that said, "Well, I can't even consider not voting for him because I have to vote for him because the ballots are out." So, well, why does this matter? This shouldn't matter. Is Derek Jeter any less of a Hall of Famer because he wasn't unanimous? Is Mariano Rivera any more of a Hall of Famer?
No, it becomes more of about who didn't vote for them and less about the actual
player. It's not about the player himself. You're right. It's about the media stuff.
Who's the moron? Remember the year Pedroia won the MVP? And there's some toolbag from Texas that didn't even put him on his ballot?
Yes.
Like, that
when
became
George King in New York.
That became a national story. Like,
Young?
You a-hole. Like, you know, well, I don't really value it that way. Like, oh, really? That's the stuff. It actually bugs you more, like that type of stuff.
It takes away from the award or the you know, the Hall of Fame. It takes away from the Hall of Fame.
Sorry, it wasn't the Cy Young. It was the MVP ballot, right, that King left him off of in 99. So, you know, that to me is a little different because one vote sways everything. This is, there's so many votes that a handful of votes don't matter. It doesn't matter. Getting in right away to me is a pretty good thing. Like, who wasn't a first ballot guy that should have been? Do we know that list of players? Like, that to me is interesting. I don't even think a player like that maybe even exists.
Like, Derek Jeter's got so much stuff on his plate. And when you accomplish what he accomplished and won the way he won, you're sitting there, and there's a guy like Drew Pearson that's just hanging on for the Hall of Fame. I got to get in the NFL Hall of Fame. That's like all you have, and that's your last lot in life. Jeter's like, doesn't faze. It just doesn't seem like it fazes Jeter. Just another award, another acknowledgement. Like, Brady knows he's a Hall of Famer. Belichick knows he's a Hall of Famer. When those guys actually get in, does it really matter that you weren't 97% voted for? So, that's all. I think when you look at these certain guys, they're a different pantheon.
Oh, I do have the list. I got the list.
It's
I got
so far a good list.
I got the list of guys that should have been first-year guys.
This is what Shaughnessy mentioned yesterday, right?
This, to me, speaks to an old-school stupidity that I don't think exists anymore. It did. But would you be surprised? All right, here, I'm going to give you two lists. Ready? The first list is Rod Carew, Al Kaline, Paul Molitor, Willie Stargell, Robin Yount. The second list is Yogi Berra, Joe DiMaggio, Jimmy Fox, Mel Ott. Which group did not get in on the first ballot?
Second group.
Yeah, Joe DiMaggio was not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
No.
How the hell is that possible?
Or Cy Young.
Cy Young didn't get in on the first ballot?
No.
But that was because what year did they start putting out? What year did they start the Hall of Fame?
Was it 39? Does that sound right?
Yeah, so they were putting in guys that were, they had like a backlog when they started. So that doesn't really count. These are more modern players.
1936.
So Joe DiMaggio, Yogi Berra, Jimmy Fox, not Hall of Famers on their first try. That's a more interesting list, but you'll notice they're older players that happened long ago when they got in. Like, that to me is a bit of a problem. But now, right now, like, if Derek Jeter didn't get on the first ballot now, that would be something to complain about. Who cares that he wasn't unanimous? We all know that he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Except our moron intern.
Well, yes.
Former intern.
Yeah.
So the first ballot Hall of Famers in 1936, Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and Walter Johnson, because it was the first year ever.
Yeah, have you ever seen the picture?
Wasn't another one until 1962. That was the next first ballot Hall of Famer.
All right, see, that's obviously some sort of bias against putting them in right away, which is moronic. But that doesn't happen anymore. Guys go in on the first ballot, no problem.
There were only nine from 1962 to 1980. Now it happens all the time.
I would say in a case of Mariano Rivera or in Jeter's case, if they got 85% of the vote, you'd say that's too low. Or they were coming in at 80%, you'd say, what's wrong with the voting body? If 1, 2, 5, 10 idiots don't vote for him, that's fine. Whatever. We move on. I think we need to stop obsessing over this. That's what I think needs to happen. Everybody, collectively.
This is what happens. We're talking about the media, not the players.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. This is what they want.
It has nothing to do with the player and their accomplishments.
Stupid dinner.
In fact, talking about not being unanimous takes away from the player. So let's stop talking about it then. Stop worrying about it. So what? You're not unanimous. Doesn't matter. There's one guy ever, and he's not the best baseball player ever. He's probably far down the list, as great as he was.
The Larry Walker thing is the flip side of the first ballot, though. It's like, oh, we got to get him in before he's off the ballot.
Yeah. That to me is annoying, too.
Like the Jim Rice stuff, too.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Jim Rice was what, year 15?
Derek in Foxborough, how do you feel about Larry Walker being in the Hall of Fame?
I mean, it's a joke. I mean, Larry Walker? Now we're putting in Larry Walker? I mean, and you guys are just talking about this. Just 2 years ago, he only got 35% of the vote. So in 2 years, he goes from 35% to 75%. Like, how does that even happen? And it's just a joke. I mean, the writers, you know, except for Shaughnessy, who's awesome, you know, they got to retool the whole process.
Yeah.
It's just becoming a joke.
It's garbage. Like, you ask me, it's like complete, garbage. It's garbage.
And, you know, you see, really, Derek Jeter never won an MVP. I mean, what does that say about the baseball writers? He never wins an MVP, and it's just ridiculous.
Hey, what, you want to go out and get a drink in Foxborough one day somewhere?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That'd be sweet. Like, what's your favorite bar?
I go to Bar Louie a lot.
Mm. You like the rooftop up there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. There you go.
All right, we got your number here, Derek. So I can give you a ring sometime.
Here you go. Give him a ring.
All right.
No, that's the other part of it. So
I almost don't want to meet the person.
So 2 years ago, these guys thought that Larry Walker wasn't even in the conversation. Right?
Yeah.
And now 2 years later, he is?
Well, the deadline makes you panic. Yes.
What is that?
Because you missed the deadline. We're sitting here doing a roll in the bed of 15th.
What does it have to do with the
deadline?
You better
do it by the 15th or you're not going to get hip and shorts.
Like, so here's the thing.
If you don't get a guy in, he won't get in.
So you can get in later on the veterans ballot.
Yeah, then it's like that. Then it becomes like, wow.
So in 2018, 2 years ago, he got 34.1% of the vote. So at that point, he was not even close, but that was 8 years after he was done.
Okay.
But 10 years after he was done, oh, gotta vote for him now.
Explain to me how Baines got in.
Was he a Hall of Famer then or not?
Explain to me how Baines gets in. Because
he didn't get in on this ballot. He didn't get in on the writer's ballot.
But like that type of guy gets these type of guys in. Like, Jesus, Harold Baines last year. We got to get, okay, Jeter's definitely in. You know, people liked Walker. He was a good player.
Larry Walker?
That was only 2 years ago. You go back to 3 years ago, Larry Walker got 21.9% of the vote. How do you go from 21 to 3 years later, over 75 and sailing in? How does that happen?
You become a better player.
It took you 10 years to think he might be a better player. What? That is stupid. What pressure are these guys caving to? Is it the nerds? Are they looking at his war and saying,
well, Buster only would have voted him in earlier, but he only had 10 votes ever per year. So
he was actually better than you think he was. I know you watched his entire career, but let me manipulate the stats to show you how good he was. Like, what are we doing? We watched the games. Mm-hmm. We watched his career. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a Hall of Famer. He was a good player. He was. 21.9% 3 years ago to in on year 10. Get him in. Who would you rather have in the Hall of Fame, Curt Schilling or Larry Walker?
Curt Schilling.
Larry Walker?
No, Curt Schilling.
No, Derek.
Curt Schilling should be in over Larry Walker. There's no doubt in my mind about that.
Schilling got closer. He'll get in next year.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Now that guys like Larry Walker are getting in.
There you go.
How could you keep him out?
Well, Schilling's last year next year, right? So he will get in.
Of course he will.
They'll be afraid. He doesn't. Yeah.
We can do
Gotta
this
get
again.
Him in.
Gotta get him in.
I mean, in his case, he should.
Shaughnessy said there's nobody on the ballot next year.
Schilling should have been getting more votes all along, is how I feel about him. He should absolutely be receiving more votes than he's getting. That's about, you know, something earlier in the ballot. Larry Walker, 21 to 30%. That feels about right. That feels appropriate. It should have stayed there. John's in Boston. Hey, John.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to compare the candidacies. First of all, the baseball writers are a bunch of sanctimonious social justice warring fools. If you compare Curt Schilling, I don't want to put all the nerd stats in, but he's got 79.5 WAR compared to Morris's 43.4. He's got 600 more strikeouts. And I know they're both known as big game pitchers in the playoffs, but Schilling's got more wins. And it's clearly a victim of politics. And Jack Morris is also a jerk who lobbied his way into the Hall of Fame. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. He thinks it's all politics? I don't think it is. I don't think he's been given enough credit out of the gate before he had any issues with his politics. I don't think he was given enough credit right out of the gate in the voting. Maybe the politics has hurt him later, but I don't think he got enough respect off the bat just based on baseball. And Jack Morris, by the way, shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. So don't compare him to Jack Morris. Yeah, he's better than Jack Morris. He is. Who do you want, Jack Morris or Curt Schilling on your team? Curt Schilling on a Hall of Fame team without Jack Morris. 617-779-0985. If you want have more thoughts on the Hall of Fame, happy to hear them from you. Jeter not unanimous. Larry Walker's in the Hall of Fame. The hell's the Hall of Fame? What are these writers doing? What as if Howard Baines wasn't bad enough on the veterans ballot? Now Larry Walker's in too. Let's put them all in now. Here are the headlines. Also, there was quite the brawl in college hoops last night. I don't know if you saw this, though. I want to touch on that quickly.
Yeah, a little bench clearing. I love a good bench clearing.
What's the appropriate punishment for that? We'll get to that coming up next.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Boston's home for sports. Zolak and Bertrand on 95 The Sports Hub.
And that'll do it, this version. And a block to finish. And DeSosa blocks it, and now the bench is empty. Just unnecessary.
Yep. That's not good.
No good. Oh, this is terrible.
There are going to be ramifications for this going forward.
And it's just no point to it. Yeah, that is not acceptable.
I would get my team to the locker room right now. There were definitely punches thrown.
Yeah.
These officials cannot leave the floor until they sort this out. And this could have ramifications going forward for both teams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hoops. What's up, McCone? You're a college hoop head.
Love it.
How did you like the brawl last night? Kansas, K-State.
You know me, I love a good brawl.
Cross-state rival. Woo!
Look at that. Look at that picture under the bucket.
Here's the setup there, as you just heard in the play-by-play. There's 5 seconds left in the game. Kansas is up 81-59 when this happens. Kansas State player grabs the basketball, steals it at half court, goes down the court to make a layup, which would have made it 81-61. A 20-point win for Kansas. The game was well in hand at that point. And then you see, and we're not showing it. You can't watch it with us. We're watching it in studio.
Right.
Silvio D'Souza.
That's a hard foul.
Block it, and then hang over the kid and taunt him. What are you doing? You look ridiculous. Kansas looks so bad in this.
Oh, man.
So bad.
And there's, this isn't lower level Division III, Division IV. This is D1. This is big-time college hoops. First thing you're told, if you're in a part of a good program, respectable program, it's Bill Self, right? Kansas still.
Not respectable, but.
You never leave the bench, ever. I don't care what. Fisticuff or
everybody left the bench in this thing.
I mean, that's major rule breaker number one. And it's an emotional sport. You're going to have guys pushing and shoving, and you're going to have the tug and pulls and typical basketball fight. You don't want me, you're holding me back, Kevin Garnett. That stuff. Well, he's never going to hit anybody, but he'll start it. But there's got to be a point where, I just crossed the line. When this thing carries over into the fans and then up against the turn thing in the back, there's a flat wall at the ESPN.
The coach goes flying in the middle of the
game. You see two players from Kansas picking up their foot and stomping on the player.
Yeah.
Like, it's beyond.
He's down on the ground.
We know punches were thrown.
And they start stomping on him.
No, dude. Punches were thrown, and then a guy got stomped.
Punches are one thing. Punches are punches, right? I mean, it's...
You'll see. Watch this thing play through. You'll see two guys pick their knees.
There's fighting in sports. It happens in every sport, right? It does.
Look.
You see fights in every sport.
Here comes a foot right here. Boom.
For whatever reason, they always look the worst in baseball, and in basketball.
Oh, we had a good one in baseball.
Because they're typically always the same. It's a lot of pushing and shoving.
Yeah, hold me back, hold me back.
Yeah, it's a lot of pushing and shoving in baseball and basketball. Hockey and football. Well, football, I mean, there are fights, but it doesn't do any good. You're all wearing helmets and you're
Carmelo, you're going to be waiting at the buses. Yeah, there's going to be a big fight. Yeah. Ooh,
I mean, but guys get into it in football. It's just part of it.
Yeah.
And hockey, they're both very physical sports. The non-physical sports, baseball, basketball, always look stupid when they fight. I only have an issue with that one kid, D'Souza. Everyone else, you're out. You're fine. You're not going to get punished. That kid, I'd be pissed if I were the, you know, what's it, the conference has to take care of it or the school can do it before they do.
Well, what
do
you
do?
The conference does, yeah.
What do? You talk games? You talk tournament stuff?
Okay, first of all, there's 5 seconds left in a game. He blocks him and is taunting the player hanging over him. Well, what are you doing?
Well,
you look ridiculous, number one. He also happens to be the same guy who picks up a stool over his head to attempt to swing a stool into the crowd of players. He's got it over his head in a still shot with a Kansas State coach. I think it's a K-State coach.
See, there's coaches.
Who's got his hand up like, don't do that.
Oh, well, coach just got pulled and tossed.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah. Guy's got a suit on.
It's a good thing Frank Martin's been away from Kansas State for a couple years. If that guy was involved in that brawl, there'd be some serious damage done.
D'Souza's the reason this whole thing started. He's the jerk here. And then he got fully involved in the melee and was with a stool over his head. And he, oh, there's the stool. We're looking at that again. He makes his way over to where the foot stomping was going on. But he was not doing any stomping. But I just go after him. I'd leave everybody else alone.
Brilliant camera
and go after
view.
Him.
This isn't where like you fade off into the dark part of the arena, like in the stands. This is like bright. It's high camera. You see everything. It's a perfect picture. You're going to go after people here.
His guardian's also the one that took the money that got Kansas in trouble.
Yeah, $60,000, right?
Yeah.
$60,000 with another $20,000 promise that they say they never got. They promised us another $20,000 and they didn't pay up.
So the backstory with this though is that this happened with them against Monmouth earlier this year. And they're dribbling out the ball, and this kid steals it, and he dunks it with 5 seconds left. Monmouth is down 40, and the kid goes viral because he starts flexing. So I guarantee Kansas was like, we're never letting that happen to us again. And then the same situation plays out, and then D'Souza just goes nuts.
Man, he went crazy.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lose it, man. I've lost it before. Sometimes you just go a little wacky.
Suspend D'Souza. Yeah.
He sucks, too. That's the other part that no one talks about.
Yeah. How many games you want to give him?
Oh, God. How many games are left?
I don't know. Yeah,
we're close to March Madness here, pal.
Well,
we got tournaments coming up. You still have a month. They're what, 20 games in? No. 15?
How many games do you give them?
I'd give them 10 to 15.
10 feels like a lot, but feels
really?
Like it'd be the right number.
I mean, watch the tape.
Kansas is 15-3 right now.
They're
18 games in.
He instigated it. He has repetitively thrown more than 5 punches and connected. He's picked up a stool. He's pulled a coach down,
and he is back there.
As far as we know, no one got hurt in this thing, right?
Yeah, I don't think anyone got hurt.
Okay. Maybe I'd give him like 7.
There's a woman he steps over with the chair.
That's a problem. Great. See, tough. I'm
but
serious.
But I can tell you.
You're going to get these other stories where, hey, I was hurt.
We're telling you these numbers. I bet they go crazy and they go overboard in their
like
punishment.
Rest of the year gone.
Oh yeah,
year.
they'll do something stupid like that.
Well, NCAA.
They will completely overreact to this. Yeah. I just think like you look ridiculous trying to fight everybody when you're up 20 points and you're about
it's
to
over.
Win. Like, what are you doing?
You exert your manhood a little bit.
Honestly,
stand over him.
He steals the ball. Let him go down the court and turn around and walk to the locker room. Bye.
Coach in a suit goes flying. That's the funniest part of it. That's
like we're random. top 5 team in the country. Okay, have your basket. The game's over.
That looks so much better, by the way,
doesn't
than
it?
That. If you
doesn't
just logged off from like
that,
yeah, okay,
that
sweet.
To me is a power move.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, he's got it. Let's go, boys. To the locker room. On to the next one.
Looks so much better. Yeah.
Just walk away, clap your hands. Nice job.
Yep.
Nice job.
Turn around. Everyone give him a round.
Such a better FU, yeah.
Give him the thumbs up. Give him a little standing ovation. And then walk to the locker room. He'd be like, you guys suck. Like everyone else we play. On to the next one. Goodbye. You don't need this. You don't need that. Oh, man. That couldn't happen to a better team.
Imagine
right
if that's
now.
Like in one of those conference championship type games, too. And, you know, the tempers are flying and emotional fans are there. Like, that could have carried over into the stands. K-State, Kansas fans. I don't know what the love loss is.
That is one of the things, too.
Is it a bad rivalry?
If you're in basketball,
you know,
you've got to keep the fighting on the court. It's like, it never looks good when it ends up in the stands.
No, this looks like Ron.
That never looks good.
Looks like Ron Artest.
You know?
Meta World Peace going up in the stands.
Not, it wasn't a great look. We all celebrate the Bruins when they went into the stands with the Rangers, right?
Yeah, Terry O'Reilly.
What's his name?
Terry O'Reilly.
No, not Terry O'Reilly. Mike Milbury hitting a guy with his own shoe.
I'll show you.
That would not go now. Like, that would look terrible now if you do that. What are you doing? Yeah, keep it on the court. Find it out. Do whatever you need to. Keep it on the court. Don't drag it into the stands. When it goes into the stands, it never ends up going well. Who got stomped? That's what I want to know. Who was on the ground getting stomped? Oh, that coach goes flying.
Jim, we got to come back with Brothers Johnson stomp.
I see some calls on this. Let's talk about that. 617-779-0090. Oh, and Green Line Johnny's on the line. Oh, my God. We got to talk to Green Line Johnny coming up next as well. Don't go.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Well, just absolutely sickening, unbelievable. In 40 years on my TV, I haven't seen anything like that unless you go to the NBA and you look at the Pistons brawl that took place at the Palace. I think there's no doubt in my mind that the Sosa never, ever should put a uniform on again in college basketball. None. As Seth said, and I couldn't agree more, he's holding a chair. I mean, that's criminal. He's going to hurt somebody. I mean, I don't want to hear the excuse that they stole the ball with time running out, should have never done such. Give me a break. That was ugly. Where was the coaches, the assistants, keeping their team on the bench.
Jeez, Dickie B. Yeah, no, listen, there's no excuse for it. But I know this is going to happen. There's going to be a push to ban multiple players for the rest of the year, ban them for the rest.
The overreaction.
Throw them out of college basketball? Never let them play college hoops again? Come on.
Worse than Ron Artest, he said.
Oh, no, it's not.
What is it?
Not even close.
Just stomp him out. Stomp him out. Yeah. Brothers Johnson. Woo! They played his stuff in Providence at City Work in McCone?
Of course they have to go overboard.
What's the weirdest thing in Providence, like you guys do? Is it supper? Like you
can we not do that again? 617-779-0985.
I'm going to fly out of your airport this weekend.
Green Line Johnny is on the line. Where have you been, my friend?
What's up, boys? What's up,
Johnny, how we doing?
Oh, you know, just hanging our heads high. We got a lot of good things going on in our life, but before we get to me, I'm sick and tired of the shade that Larry Walker's getting. That guy is a legend.
All right.
Brother Walker, I didn't even have to look up the stats. A 313 batting average? Are you kidding me? And I got a cool story about back in the 90s.
Okay.
I met Larry Walker. We were at Daisy Buchanan.
Shocker.
He came in, and I said, is that Booger? And my buddy Scabs, he goes, yeah, that's him. And we walked over. I came at him hot, and he was like, you know what? Before you say anything, a whole round of beers for the boys.
Oh.
I said, all right. He's literally my favorite player next to Mo Vaughn now. But we're gonna give Jeter a first ballot Hall of Fame, let's start calling up Noma, and we might as well have Omar Vizquel slide right in next year. It's just absolutely ludicrous. But
look out for Omar. Omar's going to get more votes in the coming years.
I mean, Omar deserves it. He was a Cleveland legend.
What's he have left for time on the ballot? I don't even know. I didn't even look at that.
Did a ball ever get by him? You talk about fluidity and smoothness at the position. Like, my God. That dude
could have played barehanded out there.
Yeah. Yeah, with a little tiny glove.
Yeah, enough shade about Larry Walker, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad he bought you drinks, Johnny.
Okay, Viscal is in his third year on the ballot, and he just got 52.6% of the vote. He's going to get more votes. He's going to go up a little bit. So,
yeah, the way this soft system's going, the Kansas game last night, we're calling that a fight now, really.
What would have happened if you were
fighting Dudley Square last night, right out front of my one Betty? Kidding me?
Were you in it? Were you in the fight?
You better use it.
Have you been staying?
My father gave a guy 40 stitches at Buck Mulligan's, 1982.
Sounds like a nice place.
Stool right across the cheek.
Johnny, how have you been doing? You've been staying on the outside or what?
The reason I called you was because I left the courthouse about an hour ago, officially off probation.
All right.
It's a wrap. Nice. Anybody wants to fight, I got a clean slate, kid.
All right, Johnny.
Right, I do a little plug for my new company?
Sure, absolutely.
Trying to get it off the ground?
Yeah, absolutely.
Strictly business snow removal. Strictly business.
Is that like quote unquote snow, or like you will do other removal things?
It's me and my buddy Scabs. We got three shovels in case one breaks. We'll rip it up.
You got to pay by the inch. You got a truck with a plow? What do you have?
Yeah, I got the truck registered finally. Kidding me.
All right, strictly business, no removal.
Nice.
Google them.
Do you understand my question? Maybe they just don't take away snow. Also, it is snow removal, but we will remove other things from your property if you need them.
Like?
Not people. Like, what's his nickname? Chippy Magoo?
Well, who's the other guy? If you have any about? Problems, you know? I mean, if I had a problem, I'd call Johnny.
We deal in the waste disposal and the politics.
What are you into? Waste management.
Waste management and the politics. And you do shots.
Oh, Pete's in Ohio. Pete.
What's up, boys? Hey. How you been?
Hi, Pete.
Hey, shout out to Johnny. If you bury those bodies in the snow, they're going to find them eventually.
It's all true. All true.
Yeah. Hey, can kids who fight? I got a couple funny things. I watch a lot of college hockey, and you never see a fist fight. You might see some pushing or shoving, but you never see a fist fight because I think they can lose their scholarship and get kicked out of school. Is that
absolutely
right?
Absolutely, 100%.
That should happen to that kid in Kansas.
Sure, this could go into like battery and everything else. You could have charges put against you. Sure, absolutely.
Craziness.
And not only that, it left the court. That's where they're going to get in trouble.
Kansas and Kansas State hate each other.
Do they really that bad?
I'm
a Kansas fan. I don't think Kansas State all but one time has won in Kansas. That game was in Kansas last night, correct? Look up the stats on that one.
It looked like the color, yes.
I don't know about that, getting kicked out and losing your scholarship and fighting in college. It's an automatic DQ. They throw you out of the game. You're thrown out of the game, but I think you can get a suspension. But I don't think you get thrown out of school fighting.
Hey, that could be in there for history too. If you're a multiple offender, they could do things. They
but it's just so rare. Sure, it's very
could.
Rare. Yeah. It doesn't happen often.
I think it would be called extreme.
He's right about that. Jeff and Nashua on the fight.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hi.
Big Kansas fan like the last guy too. You know, I Silvio D'Souza has been he's a punk. That's the reason he was in the game with 5 seconds left. He's an end of the bench player. It wasn't just picking up the stool. I don't know if you guys saw that woman that got picked up and dragged out of there like a fireman's carry out of there because she was getting stomped on and trampled in the background. Too.
No, I didn't see. Where was she? Was she near where the stomping was?
Yeah, he like steps over.
She's behind the basket. She's behind the basket, and a guy in a suit comes over and picks her up underneath her arms and drags her away. Over to when they're back up against the, you know, where the fans are.
I see it.
And everything.
Yeah.
And I tell you, the thing that I was most worried about, I thought they were going to come out and shoot a bunch of technicals for K-State, and I had the -16.5. So that was the thing I was worried about the most. Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeff. Jeff's like, damn it. Here come the foul shots. So there's a woman that gets dragged out.
She gets lifted up under her arms. She falls on her ass off those folding chairs.
Well, do you blame her?
She's right there. Right there. Watch. And now they're picking her up right there.
Oh, right there. I see.
Right here now. Yep.
Oh.
Right, stop.
Oh, man.
Man.
Yeah, that is deserved. You can't be doing that. You can't have people that are sitting there now become.
I wouldn't condone this type of activity.
No, who is? What are you guys doing? You all look stupid.
Well, Johnny.
Well, Johnny's seen, as he said, he saw a better fight in Dudley Square.
Man.
Yeah, what are you doing? Keep it on the court. That's what I said. Keep this all out of the court. Don't drag this into the stands. It's not worse than
that. It's right, too. Where's your damn assistant coaches and your whole help crew?
What?
You have five help people, you know? Did you see the guy with the suit go fly?
Yeah. The coaches don't look.
Oh, that's a good shot right there.
There are some coaches that are eager to help in this melee, and some who are like, I ain't dealing with this.
Yeah. You can tell, players
don't want anything to do with it. They're all on the outside.
A couple
perimeter.
Teams with decent size.
Get in there. Yeah.
Who's that guy? Who's that assistant?
Get your ass in
there. He's on the baseline watching it all unfold. Like, oh, I'm over here.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.